Next patient, Robert Treadwell. The last name is T-R-E-A-D like in Delta, W-E-L-L. Robert, 69-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Hello? The patient come for follow-up and is given a history of blindness in the right eye that happened in the first part of January. The patient went to see Dr. Welch, W-E-L-S-H. After examining him, he was directed to emergency room. The patient didn't want to go to the emergency room and stay 2 days at home. And after that period of time, decided to go to emergency room. He was recommended to be transferred to Fort Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, for neurological evaluation. The patient objected because he has been evaluated by the peripheral surgery Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A. Dr. Saka evaluated the patient and decided to transfer him to the interventional neurologist in Fort Pierce, and he's scheduled to see that neurologist in order to deal with the almost complete occlusion of the right carotid artery, period. This patient is not able to walk. He's very unsteady in the feet. We couldn't wait him in the office. He had to be transported by wheelchair. Period. The laboratory workup that was ordered for the for February 22nd, 2024, showing a creatinine of 1.93 and estimated GFR of 37, ABN of 15 with normal serum electrolytes. The albumin is 3.8. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 220 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is similar to prior determinations, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Today is 121 over 78. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass graft, and PCIs that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, peripheral vascular disease that is going to be evaluated and treated by the neurosurgeon. Period. Following number, a history of nephrolithiasis that has been asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has anemia. This anemia is most likely related to malnutrition. There is no evidence of blood loss. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, diverticulosis of the colon that is asymptomatic. The patient continues to be a heavy smoker with coronary, with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and also history of abdominal aortic aneurysm. The prognosis is guarded. The patient was instructed to stop the use of cigarettes and cigars. That we know that nicotine abuse increases the sclerotic process, period. From the nephrology point of view, there is no contraindication for the intervention. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the chart and the hospital visits. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.